Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Here we go. I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 25. We are back.
25?
Yes, 25.
We're back, bitches.
Man.
September 18th, 2014. And here we are. It's been a while.
What was the day of the last one?
The last episode. Let me take a look. It's been a while, but we are back. And we're going to try to make this a regular thing. You might notice that we sound a little bit different. And that's because we're doing this not together at the studio like we normally do. And it's a little sad, but...
We're being slackers, and they're sitting in our house.
Yeah, we're all sitting in our house.
They're coming to the studio.
In our boxer shorts, and, you know. The last episode we did was the day before Dragon Con 2012.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
It's been almost 2 years.
Just over 2 years.
Over 2 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So, here we are. We're at our houses. We're doing this thing. We're trying out some new stuff, so bear with us as if we have any technical difficulties or it sounds a little different, we'll work through the kinks and we'll try to make you the best show as possible. So,
you know, I keep getting the notification on Facebook pages that we haven't posted anything in Nerdiverse in a while.
Well, that should change now. That should
kind of sad.
So Danny, what have you been up to in the past 2 years?
2 years. That's a lot.
That's a tall order.
A lot of traveling, actually. A lot of art, a lot of traveling. Doing big projects, which has been fun.
Super famous now.
What else have I been doing? Yeah. Working on some covers for Marvel. Did I do the Disney stuff when...
I think that you had
when we
just
were talking before.
Maybe you. I think you had just signed, but you weren't allowed to talk about it yet.
Okay, so yeah, I did some gallery work for Disney. Just finished up 5 Marvel covers for books coming out next year, and then that's kind of a secret, but yeah.
Nobody listens to us. Right,
you just can't
now,
know.
So okay.
You just can't know what the project's for. I can't tell you what it's for. And then I just signed to do. Some original Star Wars art, which I'm pretty excited about.
That is awesome.
Sweet.
That is
sweet.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing the travel, you've been traveling, doing the con circuit.
I just was working on my schedule tonight, and I have 7 more for the rest of this year.
7 more cons, and it's only September.
Yeah, before Christmas.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot of traveling.
So.
Yeah.
It's a lot of traveling. It's been worth it, but a lot of fun.
Very cool.
A lot of traveling.
So, Cody, what have you been doing in the past 2 years?
Oh, I've tried to up my nerd cred just a little bit. Gone to a few more cons since the last 2 years. I went to Heroes Con, and then I've been back to Dragon Con 2 more times. So, my nerd...
We could have just recorded this pretending we just got back from Dragon Con 2012.
The lost episode, right?
Basically, yeah.
But yeah, not a whole lot other than that has changed.
That's you've been to more cons than I have at this point. So, yeah,
you're having more
nerd cred than I am.
You still have not been to Dragon Con with us.
I have not.
Everyone who's listening will be so disappointed because we thought we had you talked into it in 2012.
Yeah.
We almost had you this year, actually.
Well, and that's what's been going on in my life. I've adopted a little boy, and he has consumed a lot of my time, and it has been wonderful having him around here. But it has definitely hindered me doing a lot of the quote-unquote men's fun things or whatever, you know, with the boys. I have to, you know, more fun things with the family. So well,
that's a good excuse.
Yeah. So
if there's an excuse, that's an excuse.
What's that?
Oh, no, I lost you.
Yeah, okay.
there you are.
We're working on Google Plus, and this thing's crazy. Like, every time someone speaks, it pops back and forth, and it's a bit... it's a bit, I don't know. It's a bit confusing at times. But anyway, so, yep, that's been my life for the past 2 years, and he's been awesome. So, but, so, yeah, that's what's happened in the past 2 years. So, I guess we'll just get this. This show's going to be a little bit shorter than what we have been doing. We're going to try some new format here. But, well, old format, condensed, I guess, instead of just rambling on for forever. But, anyways, I guess...
Rambling's good.
I guess.
Rambling on with news that one of our listeners, unnamed, would say is completely outdated by the time it gets put up.
Greg. Excuse me.
Is that Greg?
Anyways, did you guys hear that Surge, the drink Surge, is back? It's in
what?
It's Amazon.
I almost bought a case.
Did you really? We looked and it was sold out when we saw, but it's only on Amazon.
I saw it.
Yeah. And
oh, that's so weird.
16-ounce cans, like the big Mountain Dew cans, instead of the 12-ounce cans, and they're just they're selling them like crazy. So who knows? We may actually see them in the stores with this kind of excitement about it, you know, selling out on Amazon. So.
Now, didn't they make those in multiple flavors and multiple colors? Like, was it green first, and then they made an orange version?
I don't recall Surge having.
I don't
colors.
Remember about the other Surge colors.
Really.
I mean,
I remember it tasting like metal, and I drank a lot of it.
Yeah. It's like the first generation energy drink that we got our hands on, I guess.
Do you,
that's true.
Did you guys watch Futurama much? They had,
no,
they had
I never
a
did.
Slurm on there, and it actually was the excrement from a huge slime that they were really – it was an energy drink, and Fry was super addicted to it, but it was pretty funny because it made me think of Surge every time, and here we get to drink the excrement from a large slime. So, yeah.
Pretty you cool. can still buy it off of eBay from a place in Sweden.
Oh, really?
Because if you want to risk it
at all.
Yeah. Did you? There was a video, actually.
Buying Surge off eBay.
There was a video of a guy drinking a 10-year-old Surge recently that I saw, and let's just say it didn't end well for him.
I would imagine. That's disgusting.
Yeah. So get your Surge. Amazon Prime. Kill it.
How much is it?
It was $14 for
a 12-pack. It was 14 bucks.
For how much?
12-pack.
A lot.
Okay, that's not bad.
But it's the 16-ounce cans, not the 12-ounce cans.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. It's like the monster size.
Word. Did you guys see this video that they did? It was a preview for the new Star Wars, and it was of the Millennium Falcon, but it was kind of a little bit of a troll going along.
Yeah.
It comes across, you see the side of the Millennium Falcon, and as it swoops underneath, you're checking out all the cool stuff for the Millennium Falcon. And there lies the Batmobile attached to the bottom, and the music changes to Batman. It was completely amazing.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah, it was done very well.
You saw that it was back and forth between JJ and Zack Snyder, right?
Right. Yeah. So.
Hello. There you go. The first image that Zack put out was the GCPD arresting a stormtrooper. And then so JJ had the tumbler attached to the bottom of the Falcon.
Oh, see, I didn't even realize that. That's I didn't catch awesome. That first part. That's really cool. A little bit of back and forth.
Yeah. So they've been going back and forth. Yeah. Which is cool.
Very cool.
I'm really ready for the new Star Wars, actually.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a little bit.
When does it come out?
Do you have a date on it,
Dan? Yeah, next summer.
Next summer.
Okay.
Did you guys see, also, speaking of Star Wars, did you guys see the Sesame Street Star Wars thing they did? If you haven't seen this thing yet, it was pretty amazing. I mean, I'm a big fan of Frank Oz and Jim Henson, so Sesame Street, they've done pretty well. They did a little clip of Cookie Monster was Han Solo and, you know, going along. It's pretty amazing. Check it out on YouTube. I don't remember.
What was it, like a little short film?
Yeah, it was a little short film. It was about 5 minutes long. Okay. And, they did their thing where they're everybody's spoofing, you know, now that Disney, and that's another thing we haven't that happened while we were all gone. Disney has purchased the whole Star Wars franchise, and so now we're seeing so many things being put out there. I think. I mean, I feel like I see a lot more stuff put out there that's Star Wars branded than has been. And that could be because we're getting this new cartoon here soon, and the movie's coming out in the next couple years. So, yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm still kind of bummed that the Clone Wars doesn't exist anymore. The
animated.
The Rebels seems pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Got it ready to, got it on my DVR, ready to go. And check it out.
You can watch it with Danny?
I would love to. I just don't know if he's not quite ready to sit down. He loves, like, Cars, the movie Cars, and I know you don't, but that's one of his favorites. And he'll actually sit down and watch most of that.
I like Cars. Cars is a very pretty animated movie. It's about
so like it.
Long.
What's that?
It's very drawn out, and it gets very boring.
I don't know. There's a lot of action for a five-year-old, though. I mean, they appreciate it.
Yeah. Cars, Caltipic, other tractors is great.
Right. Well, okay. To me and Danny, the thing about Cars, here we go. We can talk about this for a second. Okay, so, like, it's not dialogue-driven, which is what a lot of the movies are. Like, I tried to sit down and watch Toy Story with them, and although I really enjoy Toy Story, it's a dialogue-driven movie. So when he's sitting there watching it, he's not seeing, you know, the cars running around the track. He's not seeing all this stuff happen, so it slows him down. He doesn't quite enjoy that as much. My son is special needs, so, I mean, he's developmentally delayed, so he's more working a few years behind. But, you know, it's one of these things where he'll sit down with me, and he'll sit on the couch, and he'll watch a good 45 minutes of Cars before he has to go play Cars while watching Cars, you know. But that's sitting down so much longer than, you know, most stuff. So, really cool. I mean, it's fun to do that father-son time to me. But,
have you shown them Planes yet, or the fire rescue stuff?
You know, we did do Planes, but, you know, I don't know what it is. I think because we kind of pumped up Lightning McQueen toys before Cars, and then he watched Cars. He really likes that. He watched a little bit of Planes, but we'll have to try it again now that he's a little bit older, because that was like 6 months ago when it first came out on DVD or whatever, or it was shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, also, what's happened while we were gone, the iPhone 6 has been announced and released. It's releasing tomorrow, a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And you can go out and pick it up. Actually, by the time this goes up on the website, it's probably already released. So what you guys' thoughts on the new phone?
It was funny. It was the first time today when I went to the chiropractor, and it's right next to an AT&T, and I had never seen someone actually camping out at a store for the phone like this soon. I mean, granted, it's the day before, and some people have been out there since like the announcement 2 weeks ago or whatever, but I hadn't seen people camping for a phone yet, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not cool as in like I'd never do it, but it was interesting that people will actually do it.
This is the first time I have not made my pre-order as soon as pre-orders have been available. It's been difficult for me because they've given me a choice. I liked being that sheep where I only had pretty much one choice, and my choice was how much memory do you want. But now that they've given me a new device that is larger, I want to go hold that in my hand before I actually order something. So it slowed me down. Like I don't want to sit there and wait in line. So I'm probably going to come home and order it once I hold it in my hand and figure out which one I want. But it's still one of those things where I'm not going to have it the day of, and it's kind of sad. I've always had that phone, you know, the day of. And
actually, I'm not the one. I actually did pre-order it. I was glad that they gave us time between the announcement and then when the pre-orders went up, because I actually went to Best Buy to, you know, hold similar phones in my hand to see if I dug it. But what was I going to say? I totally lost my train of thought.
That's okay. If you think of it, come back to you. But
what do you think about the size of it? I think it's kind of weird that people are freaking out about this new large iPhone when basically I'm an iPhone lover, or Apple lover, but this is something that Android has had out for a while. All these other devices in Android format had the phablets, and everyone was hating on the phablets, but now that Apple has it, all the Apple lovers are like, oh, yeah, of course, I love the big one. That's awesome. they're kind of just following the trend that's already been set.
Well,
which is fine if they do it well, but I just find it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, and you know, that's kind of one of the things I had thought about talking about tonight was how innovative is this device really? Are we holding on because, like, I saw on one of the websites I was reading, they compared Apple to Nintendo. Like, at one point, the Game Boy was the thing to have, and it was a status symbol when we were kids to have that you know, Game Boy, and that was the thing to have. That you know, that was fun. That was pretty much the only device out there that was doing those kind of things. And then as other devices came out, and as you know, consoles wise, you know, the Wii and then the Wii U, they're just, I don't know, I kind of feel like Apple is behind, and they're not keeping up with technology. And the NFC stuff's really cool. I'm glad we finally have it, but you know, the Android stuff's had it for a while, and a lot of the stuff that they're doing is very much stuff that Android has been doing. I'm just so locked into that infrastructure that, you know, I have so much money spent on apps and all these things that it's really hard for me to move away. And again, they do things well. And so I think that's one of those other things that, you know, I can get an Android and it has done these things, but, you know, the Apple Pay having NFC, but it's, you know, thumbprint secured and that kind of thing. That's kind of cool. I mean, that it's definitely a little better than maybe just a number password, but yeah, I don't know.
The I have a couple friends who have had the bigger phones for a while, and I always look so dumb with them, not gonna lie. And I think the big thing for me was, like, I really enjoyed the device, but I hate using Android. So it's like the fact that I can, you know, now have the bigger device with the same, I mean, I'm not gonna deny that the technology's been there, but I actually get to use the technology with an iOS software instead of the Android. That's what I'm looking forward to the most, I think. I mean, there was only one way they could have gone with the phone anyway. It was either make a bigger one or something, I don't know, not done yet, which I couldn't imagine what it could be, the curved screens or something dumb like that. But so the bigger screen wasn't a shock to me at all. I do like that they're still bigger even if you're getting a new phone anyway. The size of the difference between the regular 6 is pretty nice too.
Yeah, I mean, the size is going to be bigger. The regular phone's going to be bigger. It's up from 4.7 to 5. I don't have the exact numbers. But
no, it's 4.7 and then 5.5.
Okay, yeah, so it's
5.7.
So it's up to.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's up regardless, and you know.
Yeah, it's a bigger size.
Bigger size, the phone, I mean, I have enjoyed the size of the iPhone 4 and, you know, the longer screen of the 5. Again, you know, I don't want the Plus to be too big, though, and that's what I'm concerned with.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah, and that's what I'm concerned with. I probably won't go Plus, but I wanted to give it a chance before I actually, you know, snubbed it and actually went with the smaller one. I do like that they finally increased the size on the devices. So you can still have the 16 gig. I don't know why they didn't do 32 as a baseline and just let the 16 gig guys get an upgrade as well. But, you know, we have the 16, the 64. They got rid of the 32 altogether, and they're going with 128, which is great because I'm running out of space on my phone with the 32, and I was dreading that extra $100 jump. But I get that space without actually paying for it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I made the jump. I was always the 8 gig and then the 16 gig. I never did the 32, but now I don't have the option. But I did jump to the 64 for the Plus, which I really wanted to get the bigger, but I don't think I'll need that much space on my phone, at least. It is a shame that the new phone didn't introduce SD cards or whatever to add and remove your own memory.
Yeah, I was really.
I was hoping that
they would go to.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd implement that, but Apple and their removable pieces to their puzzles is never going to happen, apparently.
Yeah, we can't have a removable battery. We can't have a removable memory. We can't have any of that. What you get is what you get. Pay for more.
I'm interested to see what the battery life will be like on the larger ones. I know I was actually looking at getting a Note at one point, And the reviews that I read said the battery life was just horrible. You know, the standby time's incredible, but if you actually use the phone, the screen is so huge, and the processing that it takes to actually use the device drains the battery really fast. It'll be interesting to see if it actually holds out. I mean, from what they said, I think it ended up being like 12 hours of browsing continually.
Wow.
So it looks like it should be great, but we'll see if the specs hold up.
Yeah, that's
I mean, you would think with the size of the 6 Plus that the battery's got to be massive on it.
Yeah.
That's true,
too. But, I mean, the screen alone is going to drain that battery as well, I guess, but...
I don't know.
Yeah.
The battery on my my 7-inch tablet lasts for quite a while, and I use it quite a bit, so...
Does it?
What
do you have, the iPad Mini?
iPad Mini, yeah. That was my birthday present this year. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, it was...
I actually have a... I have the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Okay.
From Sprint. And I've been using that for a bit. I really like the tablet itself. I can't stand Android. I really can't. And I've been downloading as much stuff to modify it as I can to get it to where I like it, but it's just so dumb.
Right.
I feel like it tries way too hard. Like really hard to be like some sort of replacement for. Not so much. I guess for the tablet, at least, it feels like it tries really hard to be this replacement computer when it's
not.
Just so dumb. I tried. I really did put an effort into it.
I think what we put on my grandmother's iPad, she has a Galaxy 7 or something like that, Nexus 7, and I think I put Esper on it, I think is what it's called, and it's like a dashboard replacement, and literally it makes it look like an iPad. It's pretty amazing. So, because, I mean... Don't get me wrong.
I still use it daily. I haven't given up on it. It's still a nice piece of equipment, and you know, it is what it is. But it's really nice.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't get my head around Android.
It's Android. You know, I don't know. They have their fans, but I don't know. They it has been said that the iPhone and the iOS has become the grandmother's device. But you know what? It's just that intuitive that. It can be, you know. It was going to be difficult for her to try to figure out how to use Android, and then she'll leave. I mean, I guess she still leaves apps open because it doesn't handle like iOS does, where it actually shuts them down after a certain amount of time for her. But that's a negative when you come to other people. They're, oh, yeah, your device just shuts things off. You can't leave things running. And so, I mean, there's a plus or minus either way.
Yeah, kind of leading back to the original question you were asking about Apple and are they kind of behind the times? I don't know. I feel like in a way, maybe because of the fact that Android has so many different flavors of their software, that they're continually pushing themselves to upgrade regularly. And with Apple, you know, it's just the one thing. So... I feel like it allows for more integration when you're constantly having to push yourself to come out with something new. And Apple just has that framework now, that customer base, where they don't necessarily have to come out with something new. They just have to make sure when they come out with it that it's better than whatever's out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical at this latest release. I don't feel like there's really much there that wasn't already there on other devices.
Right, and I agree with that. And that's one of those things that a little concerning, but at the same time, you know, I really appreciate a lot of the integration. I mean, I'll be sitting on my Mac, and somebody will text me on iMessage, which will be expanding to SMS as well, and I'll be able to just respond to it directly from my computer. Like, I don't, usually at the office, I don't even touch my phone. I just look at most of my messages on the computer and work it that way, and it's so much faster typing on a computer than it is on a device. So
yeah,
I mean, the integration is supposed to be really even more with this new iOS 8 and the latest OS for the Mac, so looking forward to all that. But cool. So anything else about the iPhone before we move on?
No. I actually had to stay up till 4 a.m. to even pre-order it. It was pretty crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, granted, it went on sale our time, 3 a.m., because it was Pacific. But I couldn't even get anything to work until about 4 when I re-downloaded the App Store app, and I bought it that way.
I missed those times.
So I couldn't even go through the website. I couldn't go through AT&T.com. So I just downloaded the App Store app and bought it through the app. I just hope I still get it.
Yeah, I think.
But
the
shipment updated, and I'm not getting it till the second wave, so it won't ship for me until I won't get it till October 1st.
Oh dang! Yeah, they
But they did sell out of the pluses, so I guess I am glad that I ordered it.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that might be the reason why you're delayed on that. Because I think when I was looking on the Apple website. I don't know, it was a week later. It was still only 7 to 10 days out for shipping for the 32 gig regular. So I was surprised.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to go to the Plus. I think you're going to see more of those out there than I initially expected. Because it is a large device. And hopefully, I just don't want to feel like I'm holding my iPad mini to my head when I'm talking on the phone. Because, I mean, like Cody was saying earlier, that's kind of what I thought when I first saw some of the large phablets out there is like, man, why are they going? And, you know, they keep going bigger. Soon enough, you're going to see an 8-inch, you know, phone coming out of the Android camp. But because there's so many manufacturers, they're trying to compete with each other. Like Cody was saying also, you know, it was like,
yeah, that's the thing. It's not just an Android thing. It's the companies making these phones that are making themselves compete against each other, which is pushing, you know, Android to be on all the... I don't know why you're laughing, but...
Because Cody's subtext.
You saw what my subtext? Say? My lower third, look at it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't...
I was waiting for it to get one of you. It's been up the whole time.
Yeah.
A combo breaker.
That was good. I needed that.
Yeah, so anyway, I think a lot of it has to do with the different manufacturers of the phones outside of Apple that are making, you know, the crazy leaps and bounds when it comes to the technology of the actual device. Not necessarily like what software is running on it, but I think I saw something the other day where they had the side of the LED was curving around the side of the phone and you could read your phone when it's laying flat sideways and just ridiculous things that are pretty badass, but I don't know if we'll ever see it in Apple anytime soon, but I feel like between Samsung and, you know, whatever else is out there for, you know, different Android tablets or phones and stuff, they continually are fighting each. I don't think they even bother caring about going against Apple at this point when it comes to the phone, like, you know, technology of the device, mm-hmm. because they have to fight over Android users, and they're not really trying to win over the Apple crowd.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. I think you're exactly right there. I think it's not so much that they're worried about what Apple's doing anymore. I think they're really worried about what each other's doing. The side stuff, though, I thought that was an Apple patent.
Say that again.
The side text stuff, I thought that was an Apple patent that was floating around.
Maybe that's what I saw. I don't know.
So,
but. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, Apple has their crowd, and just like me and you, I'm not jumping ship ever. So that's the, like, they have me, so then I'm not worried about it. So I don't think that Android or at least Samsung or whoever else. I can't think of another. Give me another phone maker that makes Androids.
Galaxy.
That's Samsung.
Nexus. That's Samsung.
LG.
Oh. I don't know. LG, there you go. Thank you.
LG makes phones?
There's another at least.
Yeah. HTC.
HTC, there you go.
HTC. Okay. I think they're competing with each other more than giving two shits about what Apple's doing.
Yeah, I think for the most part.
I mean, since Apple creating the touchscreen phone, I mean, what else have they contributed to the furthering of the development of the cell phone?
No, I mean, that was just at the time, they're not the creators of the touchscreen device. They're not the creators of
The cell phone, I mean.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not the first thing that was out there, but they're the ones who made it well. And so that's really what pushed the entire market.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, cool.
Anyway.
I think that was a...
How about that iWatch?
Oh, geez, the iWatch. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm still... It looks like a really cool device, but the price point, I just don't feel like it's the right price point for that. I feel like it's going to be, you know, going back to the Nintendo thing, I think it's going to be the Virtual Boy. I think it's going to be something that's kind of cool, but, you know, the rich kids will have it and play with it for a little while, and then it'll go in their closet, and they won't
mess. How much is the watch? I didn't pay attention to how much it was.
$350.
Yeah, I don't think they've officially announced the price.
Base is $350.
Yeah, the Sport, I think.
No, they did for the regular, yeah. They didn't talk about the high-end one with the gold plating, et cetera, how much that was. I did read an interesting blog where the guy talked about the mechanics. He's like, it was like a watch blog. So he talked about the mechanics of the watch and how, you know, pretty awesome it is. That the fact that they still use the crown instead of some sort of touch button, they still like stuck to the true design of a watch, which is kind of neat. I mean, it is... It's an expensive watch, but it's funny because he posted a thing that said, I just did a review on a watch that gives you time and date, and it costs $20,000. And it's like, we have a watch coming from Apple that can do numerous, I mean, continue to download apps to it. I mean, there's a lot that watch can do. I think $350 is pricey for the crowd that they're aiming for, but I'm not surprised at that price.
Well, I mean, with that $20,000 watch, though, that's a mechanical watch that's actually, you know, a timepiece versus...
And that's fine, but at the end of the day, it just tells you time and the date.
Yeah, I guess. Usually it's, I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The mechanics of it and, you know...
The craftsmanship that goes...
People over in wherever, exactly. Sweden or... Switzerland are rolling in their graves thinking about this iWatch everybody's going to buy when they should be buying a real timepiece.
Well, they were probably thinking the same thing back when Timex came out with the first digital watch, and they're going, this is stupid. Why would anybody buy this? Why would buy, you know, digital watches? That's crazy. So.
Anyway, I think it's pretty badass. I don't know that I'll own one. It's really just a luxury piece. There's no need for it.
Well, the other rub there is it's not a self-sustained device. It has to have in tether a iPhone 5 or greater. So you're not only paying $350, you're paying, I mean, the average iPhone, I think the base iPhone, $650 after you're all said and done paying for it. So all in all, it's a $1,000 watch. But you have something else with it. Another $650 watch that you pull out of your pocket.
Check your time.
It's interesting. It's a cool piece, but I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is. I don't know that I mean, I want it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, we all.
That's just
after those
a wanting things. Thing. I don't need it.
Right. Yep.
It's just a cool device.
I agree. I mean, I think it's really cool for what it is.
I mean, I'd get the gold-plated one. Don't get me wrong.
I'd probably end up with the stainless one, but yeah.
I'd get the gold-plated with the dancing Mickey face.
And that's, you know, I actually,
anyway.
After it was announced, I was like, you know, I wonder if I could go out there and pick up an iPod Nano just to watch it, you know, and actually make it into a watch for cheap.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they're on eBay at this point for dirt. So, I don't know.
I still have my Nano. I still have the watch band for it.
Oh, you did sell it?
No, I still have it.
Oh, you still have it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
You want to sell
it? Just got to plug it in.
Kidding.
No.
All right. Well, I think we've talked plenty of iPhone and Apple tonight, and I think that's it for the news and the discussion, and I think that's it for the show. Yeah, man, it's been a while since we closed one of these things out. And,
25th.
Yeah, this is the 25th.
Are you sure you pressed record?
Oh, crap. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's definitely recording. We'll see how it goes when it's all said and done. But,
I have missed this.
Yeah, it's been fun. I have missed it. We'll continue to try to be better prepared and, not give old news for Greg. And dude,
I mean, we did bring up Disney buying you know.
Yeah, I mean,
Lucasfilm.
Don't get me wrong. We had a two.
He's gonna hammer us for that.
We had a 2.5 year hiatus, so or 2 year hiatus, whatever. But cool. So, Cody, how can people get a hold of you?
They can follow me on Twitter at Commander Kodo, and I'm on Instagram at Commander Kodo as well.
Cool. Danny, anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rogue, R0GUE, and then, you know, my fan page, facebook.com/artofdanny, and that's about it.
No artofdanny.com.
You can go there.
Buy his stuff.
It's just look at art. Yeah. You can, but you can talk to me at the facebook.com/artofdanny.
Nobody wants to talk to you. Just kidding.
Aww.
And you can follow my pretty much dead Twitter at Chon_Lee. I don't think I've posted anything on there except for the...
Your Twitter gets the most action when it gets hacked.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We got hacked and it was done well. And that's pretty much all of it. So... you can follow the show at the Nerdiverse show. Is that right? Goodness.
Nerdiverse?
No,
Nerdiverse
I think it's the Nerdiverse show.
The Nerdiverse show? What did we call this thing?
I think it was Nerdiverse show. Anyways, well, later on we'll tell you where to follow it. And you can follow it, find out when the show's going to be airing. We're going to try to get this thing streaming live, do those kind of things. So, yeah. You can email us at the show at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. I think those still come to me. And tell us what you may want us to talk about. And boy, this is really sloppy here at the end. So anyways.
It's okay. It's okay. It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. So we really appreciate you listening if you listen this long. And I guess we're out of here.